And good day to you all, each and every one of you, in this prime and primal time, actually, of the Earth herself, of life on Earth. It is Portia and the guides, and we are filled with joy to be with you today for this session. Your question is about the new United States administration and how this new administration will impact this country and the world. First, we will say that the return of humanity is coming in with this new administration. Human heart, human kindness, human outreach, human compassion. It is not to say that with the inflow of the democratic opinion that all of their opinions and counsel and guidance will be the ultimate best and highest, but the return of heart, of simple kindness, of affection one to another, of true treasuring of the earth and her resources, and all of life on earth. This is real, this is true with this administration. And we see also that it is quite excellent that this president, in his own mind, sees that this will be his only term. Whether this is true or not is up to God. However, what this means is that he brings himself wholeheartedly to the task at hand to restore this country and its soul truly, because the previous president, although you may feel and many believe and feel that he did good for the nation, it all came from a motivation of greed and fear and domination and patriarchy and conventional wisdom. This new administration is not about bringing in conventional wisdom. This new administration is fresh, forward thinking, big thinking, and heartful thinking as well. The orchestration of this new administration into its position now was and is God-guided. And we ask you now to ask the God that created this realm, as often as you are able to bless these people, all of them who are now coming in to do good will for this country and for the world as well. So that is the first step here and the first aspect of our answer. It also, we see, is giving the earth and all of life on earth and all of the politics and the people in governance positions at every level of society around the earth a moment to breathe in deeply and to sigh out deeply. The truth is, the past administration had pushed the leaders of the world to the precipice of resistance and also of warring up, so to speak, or armoring up and getting ready for battle. So the tension and the stress around the globe was immense, and it was continuing to build, and the fear along with it. So what you will feel now is a greater sense of peace and relief and relaxation, even in your body. And even as this pandemic is continuing, however, we will say that it is on its way out. And do not be entangled with all of the reports that different strains and different power sources will be coming in with new viruses and all of that dot, dot, dot. Hold fast and hold true to this coming in of the virus was to clear the decks, so to speak, of everything that was diseased truly in this current time. So it is still doing its work, yes, and those who have taken their exits with this pandemic were ready. And those that were left behind, as grievous as the experience may be, are being blessed. Know this, for it is the truth. So it is, in short, the very, very best news that this new administration has the ingredients and the nature and the countenance and the character to move into place and without fear and with grace to restore trust, love, compassion, listening, diversity, understanding among all people at every level of society, and with humanity and nature itself, including all of the animals and the minerals and everything that makes up this beautiful earth. We will add here that the earth is so grateful, most grateful, and her heart is beating happily with the new time that is coming now with this new group of administrators for your nation. And also the earth herself and all of life on earth is grateful, thankful, and bowing in gratitude. We thank you again for your questions always, and please continue to submit them, as it is our way to respond to what is most on your minds and in your hearts in this moment in time. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.